Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air.
In defense of hope, the role of the global peasant movement in a world in crisis. The upcoming third Nyeleni Global Forum to take place in September 2025 is said to be one of those milestones that shape the history of people's struggles. In this case, the struggles of peasant movements and organizations that promote food sovereignty, alongside all the organizations that carry that banner in every corner of the planet. Following the 2007 and 2015 editions in Salenge, Mali, the upcoming September gathering in Kandy, Sri Lanka, comes at a time in which the global context is plagued by attacks on democracy and people's rights, led by the most reactionary conservative forces, which are gaining ground across several regions of the world. A meeting of grassroots organizations to analyze global challenges and search for answers in a collective way is as challenging as it is urgent. And those behind Nyeleni 3 are well aware that they carry the huge responsibility of conveying hope. But how can this be done? With April just behind us, a month of celebration of peasant struggles, Real World Radio set out to find some answers regarding the motivations behind the third Nyeleni Global Forum, interpretations about the international context, and how people's responses can be woven together from the local and national level. Access to markets and the role in those markets is a key challenge of the Sri Lankan peasants. This is what peasant leader Anuka De Silva of the Movement for Land and Agricultural Reform in Sri Lanka, MONLAR, said.
Main struggle in Sri Lanka we are facing in the global level and the local level, especially the market access. We are the producers, but we cannot put a name tag, price tag for our product. That's kind of huge challenge we are facing. That's why we thought in coming days, coming Nyeleni, we need to think about the different idea of the trade.
Anuka is one of the national leaders in the organization of the third Nyeleni Global Forum, which brings together several Sri Lankan and international organizations that face the complex task of running a meeting of tens of thousands of people from 80 countries across all continents, representing around 50 organizations and social movements. Anuka is also a member of the International Coordination Committee of La Villa Campesina, the network of peasant organizations that in 1996 launched the banner of food sovereignty and founded the Nyeleni Forums. In the context of a country that, like many others, has turned to export-oriented agriculture, under the influence of institutions such as the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, and the Asian Development Bank, Anuka asserts that land is a right, it is not for sale.
We are in a hard situation. Especially in Sri Lanka, we are promoting export-oriented agriculture. In 2018, they named Sri Lanka as a global garden, like they suggest, especially with the World Bank, IMF, ADB, kind of international institute. They're trying to push Sri Lanka to do the export-oriented agriculture, like producing banana, producing cashew. But as peasant, we're thinking land is right, it's not for sale.
With such powerful external actors seeking to influence the country's agricultural policies, Sri Lankan peasants are deeply concerned about the loss of their right to seeds and the control over plant genetic resources. Moreover, the fight against rural debt caused by microfinancing is literally a matter of life and death. In this context, attention must now be given to the implementation of the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Peasants and Other People Working in Rural Areas, UNDROP.
Yes, UNDROP is the basement of the peasant rights. Yes, especially with the production chain, we are losing our capacity of the right to seeds, especially who control the seeds, especially big giant agro companies controlling the seeds, and also the thinking about the WTO World Trade Organization and the UPO, they're controlling the whole system of the seeds. Seed is the main first link of the food web. That's why we're thinking we need to fight within the all international forum through the UNDROP. That's why we think UNDROP is very special. And also the market, especially in Sri Lanka, we are fighting against the rural debt because microfinance was the big issue in Sri Lanka. 2.4 billion women affected by the microfinance, 204 women committed suicide because of the microfinance. This case coming with the agrarian crisis because they cannot cover their cost of production. That's how we lose our energy power to build the food network. That's why we need to look in the implementation with the UNDROP.
Winds of change. Another Sri Lanka is possible. The election of Anura Kumara Dissanayake as the country's first leftist president in September 2024, following the nation's bankruptcy in 2022, has opened up a new horizon of hope.
Now we have a democratic parliamentary power electoral government, and now we have a people's led government. That's a special time to host in Sri Lanka. We need to bring food sovereignty as a main pillar of the new government. That's why we thought this is the time to work with the government to move forward with our movements.
Nyalini was a woman of legend in rural Mali, known for domesticating Fonio and Samio, grains native to the West Africa region. She resisted social discrimination, refused marriage, and worked the land to become a better farmer. She is a symbol of the struggle for food sovereignty, and that is why the 2007, 2015, and the upcoming forums are named after her. Anuka spoke about the work and legacy of Nyalini and took the opportunity to highlight the importance of women in food production.
The name of the Nyalini, also the strong women, it's kind of legend of the Malian history. Nyalini feed whole village, she's produced the food. That's the special meaning of the Nyalini. Yes, definitely in the food web, women are the main filler, especially who decide what kind of food we are going to eat, who produce the food, who going to feed the world. Mostly it's totally women. And also it's not only like that, we need to bring feminism in within our community against all kind of patriarchy roots coming with the power. That's why we need to power balance in the world. In that sense, we think feminism is the basement of the food sovereignty, agroecology, and all peasant rights. Feminism, its meaning of against all kind of violations. We need to be equal to caring, sharing, and things. Women are the main pillar of the sharing and caring, especially in the Asian ancestral knowledge. We are the seed savers in the community, because as a grandmother, my mother, and myself, we know how we keep our seeds for next season. We know what is the best time to sowing in our soil.
Connected at global level. Martin Drago from Uruguay has coordinated the Food Sovereignty Program at Friends of the Earth International for the past 16 years. He participated in the previous two Nyalini forums and is now actively involved in the international committee supporting the organization of the third global forum.
Nyalini means territory, process, and methodology for building connections between social and grassroots movements and organizations. The methodology is based on the principle of internationalist solidarity and works through a horizontal dialogue of knowledge based on the heritage and diversity of peoples, cultures, and struggles. It is a process that builds unity.
Martin explained that Friends of the Earth International is contributing to the Nyalini 3 process with its system change vision aimed at dismantling corporate power, as well as with the narratives it has built together with allied social movements and organizations, from the grassroots to decision-making spaces. According to the environmental activist, the 2007 Nyalini Forum in Selinge agreed on a common characterization of food sovereignty and ideas to strengthen the global movements defending and promoting it. In 2015, the milestone of the second forum was the collective characterization of agroecology and agreeing on strategies and actions to scale it up. Nyalini 3 has a broader and very ambitious goal.
In this 2025, Nyalini 3 aims to become a fundamental milestone in the articulation of social and grassroots movements and organizations, from the local to the global level, to transform the system and dismantle all forms of oppression and exploitation.
Quite a difficult task, but how can that be actually achieved? Martin often returns to the idea of process, as in a desperate attempt to soothe the understandable anxieties involved in a titanic struggle against the brutal manifestations of a capitalist system that crushes both human and natural life. A system that fails to overcome its own contradictions, producing and consuming without limits in a finite world can never truly be aligned with life. Martin also speaks of agreeing at Nyalini on a joint political action agenda.
momento en el que intentaremos.
Now we are trying to come up with a joint political action agenda that we have been developing in a regional and global process of convergence for more than a year and a half. It is a joint agenda built on the basis of what unites us, but which will also identify the nuances, including the difference that we will have to continue working on as we work together in confronting the power of transnational corporations and neoliberalism, as we work together in resisting the advance of fascism and the far right, as we work together in defending democracy as an essential condition for both politics and decision-making to be in the hands of and at the service of the peoples. This also requires the building of a new multilateral system that places the rights of peoples at the center, that prevents transnational corporations and the great military and financial powers from exercising and imposing their power and capturing decision-making processes, and that is capable of enduring respect for the international legal order. The most obvious failure of this multilateral system is what is happening with the genocide that the State of Israel is perpetrating against the Palestinian people. The inability of this multilateral system to impose itself to prevent this from happening is a clear sign of its failure. But this is also a process, a joint agenda that we will deepen as we work together in defense of territories, in defense of people's rights, while we build, implement, and scale up the emancipatory initiatives of the peoples, incorporating a feminist, anti-racist, anti-capitalist, anti-colonialist, and anti-imperialist perspective to bring us closer to social, environmental, economic, gender, and racial justice. But this joint agenda also aims to continue deepening as we work together towards the most radical implementation of internationalist solidarity.
Amid despair, a vision of hope. The question that arises then is, what are the main global challenges that in the eyes of grassroots movements around the world fighting for food sovereignty must be addressed through a common political agenda, built in unity at the third Neleni Global Forum? In the interview with Real World Radio, Martin listed six key trends: the rise of fascism and the far right, the strengthening of neoliberalism, the crisis of multilateralism, the economic and debt crisis, the capitalism of disaster, which is how transnational corporations and allied national elites take advantage of the disasters caused by neoliberalism, and the growing control that technologies exert over various areas of life, now even with the rise of artificial intelligence. The path forward, then, is to strengthen organizational processes in unity, to articulate resistance and transformation, to continue building the proposals of the peoples, and to multiply those that already exist, with a vision of hope. This is how Martin explains it.
In this seemingly bleak context, taking care of ourselves and resisting in the best way possible is key and requires strengthening grassroots organizational processes. But it also requires understanding that we will not find solutions within the dominant system and that no movement can ensure transformation, care, or resistance on its own. Therefore, coordination and convergence to strengthen these organizational processes are essential. And Neleni 3, the process towards the forum and the forum itself, aim to be a space for strengthening these organizational processes. This is necessary in order to build people's power and provide effective responses to the crisis we face. The Neleni process is therefore an essential opportunity to build these convergences, this analytical convergence, this proactive convergence, but above all, this convergence of joint political action, of mobilization to stop fascism, to stop the attacks on democracy and to transform the system. But the third Global Neleni Forum also seeks to be an important moment to promote a vision of hope. In a world where crisis seems so overwhelming, where the advance of the right and fascism is so oppressive, and the impact of this on territories and people is so harsh, we need hope, but also the political will of social and grassroots organizations to move towards the necessary transformations. And the third Neleni Global Forum aims to be a moment for that.
Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air.